You know, back to the behavioral health and how Premise does it, you know, you guys are different, right? So you're not sending somebody out and going, okay, I'm going to give you a referral of these three providers and go pick one and you know, we wish you luck.
Right.
Right. You're actually combining that with the service that they're getting at Premise Health Centers, period. Correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And, you know, if you've got listeners that are a little unfamiliar with what normative expectations would be, the reality is, like, from a prevalence rate standpoint, about 1 in 8 people globally have some kind of diagnosable mental health condition. That might be mild or moderate, but, you know, that's almost 1 billion people. Furthermore, when people engage in therapy, if it's effective, we usually know it really quickly. And so you would get linked with a behavioral health clinician who's going to offer evidence-based therapy, so like something that's informed by science and happens in the context of that medical facility or their virtual, you know, opportunities if folks choose to take advantage of it that way. And really by 5 or 6 appointments, if it's going to be effective, it probably has been. And some of the biggest predictive factors for like who gets better in therapy and why are, you know, folks that seek it out voluntarily. So, I mean, I've certainly had the experience in my career. It's like the judge sent me here, or even worse, like my wife sent me here. It's like, okay, this is a lot to overcome, pal. You know, but also it's like, hey, you know, how motivated is this person? And also most critically is like the relationship between the person giving the service and the person receiving it. Like, does this person seem compassionate and competent enough to be useful? And I've worked with people all over the enterprise as a champion within the behavioral health line of service. And there's just extraordinary men and women that work in our organization.